Hello, and welcome to Wings Over Water, the Creativity and Recovery Show on City of Angels Recovery Radio. Wings Over Water is an ongoing experiment of the many, many ways that we can use our recovery to strengthen our creativity, and we can use our creativity to strengthen our recovery. My name is Kathy Moser. I'm a songwriter, artist, and person in long-term recovery, and your host for this show. And I'm really hoping that this is going to become our show and that we can together use this venue to help people connect and to support people in recovery who want to explore and deepen their creativity. I look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you. Creativity, just like recovery, happens in community because life is a we program. We. Today's theme, willingness. I'm also going to call it showing upness. I'd like to say that on behalf of my own showing upness, I recorded some of this in my car, so if it sounds a little weird, that's why.
90% of life is just showing up. So just show up.
So just show up, you know? And when people say stuff like that to me, I feel like the same way I felt when I was in early recovery. People were like, just don't drink. And I was like, I want to grab them by the neck and shake them and just go like, hey, you know what? If I understood how to not drink, I wouldn't be here. Like, tell me how to just not drink and not do drugs. You know, that's what I need. I need like clear instructions and I need a plan. I don't just need like, just say no, you know, it doesn't work for me. I need more help than that. So we're going to experiment right now on like ideas about how can we help ourselves in just showing up and how can we help each other, you know, and how can we fertilize our willingness and become more willing. So here's some things that I've noticed. It's definitely one thing that somebody was helping me said is the actions I take today determine how I feel about myself tomorrow. So if I'm feeling bad, the best thing I can do is take an action. And so in creativity, what I want to say about that is that, you know, creativity is a mystery. And so you're showing up for something. You don't even know what you're showing up for. It's like a blind date every time, right? I mean, you might have an ongoing project, but you still don't really know how it's going to go or what turn it might be about to take. So, you know, how do we show up for this blind date over and over again? And I think, again, it's to have a plan. I love this quote from Ernest Hemingway. He said that, not that he was a great role model, by the way, but he was generally acknowledged to be a great writer, although it did not end well for him, thanks to his drinking problem. And yeah, so anyway, what he said was, he said that he stopped writing every day at a point at which he knew what was going to happen next, so that when he sat back down the next morning, he had a starting point. He wasn't just sitting down and trying to pull, you know, rabbits out of hats, which is what creativity feels like a lot to me. It's just like kind of going in the hat and seeing what's in there. So this is something I try and do in my own practicing is I keep notes for myself so that I know where to start when I am going to sit down. And this is something that definitely helps. So this is another one of those ways in which creativity and recovery have so much to offer each other. And I was taught to have a recovery plan, especially for the weekends in early recovery, that I would have a plan about what I was going to do, where I was going to be, what meetings I was going to go to, and to have a plan for it, you know today what I'm going to be doing tomorrow for my recovery, and also have a structured thing that you do for your recovery that works for you. For myself personally, I write a gratitude list every morning. I read like a couple of those little meditation books, and I write 3 pages. I do like morning pages out of the, which I learned from Julia Cameron and The Artist's Way, which I mentioned. And so that's what I do almost every single morning. And I also try to meditate for 20 minutes every morning, and I track it. I think for myself personally, I've just noticed that structure is great for me. I think as an artist and a person in recovery, you know, we tend to be rebellious and to possibly imagine ourselves as rebellious. But I will talk about this in another radio show in the future, that if art is an act of service, and if in recovery we're here to fit ourselves to be of like maximum service in the world, then defiance isn't really one of the tools we're looking for. It's more like obedience. And I know that's like a hard word to say, but you know, if there is a higher power and it's all for the good, then that's the team I want to be playing on. that's the team I want to play on. So that's what my actions, I want to reflect my values. So this is where, like, defiance is not actually helpful for me. What's helpful for me is structure. I actually benefit from structure, and structure helps me in creating my willingness and creating my showing up. Again, having a plan, no matter how simple, and also having other people know what your plan is. So that's another way in which we can help foster our own willingness or showing upness is this tool of bookending, which would be, for example, if you're going to take a creative or a recovery action that's particularly difficult or challenging or that you're reluctant to take, is to, like, ask somebody if you could be accountable to them and call them before you go and, you know, get their support, and then call them after and let them know how it went. I find particularly as an artist in recovery, being able to bookend with people after having big creative events go through me is really, really helpful. So that's another tool that we can use both in our creativity and in our recovery to help improve our willingness. I also have this quote on my desk, and I'll see if I can take a picture of it and put it up on my show page. I'm not sure. I'll definitely put it up on the Facebook page. It says, "Doubt is slain by action." And I sort of think of action as being like a little knight, you know, out on its horse, and it's slaying the dragon of doubt, because I'm a fairy tale thinker, because I'm an artist, and, well, yeah, I did do a lot of drugs. But, doubt is slain by action. And the way that I can bring myself to action is through having a plan, having structure, loving myself, and I'm also rewarding myself. You know, celebrating success is a big piece of it, I think, can be really important, that sometimes we might miss out on that when we do something big, or we do something hard, or we take a chance, or we take a risk, whether it works out or not. You know, to fail well is like one of the highest honors, I think, is to try something that's big. You know, possibly your reach extends, you know, is bigger than your grasp, and you know, there's honor in that. So to celebrate ourselves and to honor ourselves and acknowledge, you know, not only when things go well, but also acknowledge that the effort that we have made when things don't go well, so that we can show up again.
Well, goodness gracious, that was a lot of talking in a row there. Let's play some music. This is a song that was written in the very first workshop that I facilitated at a rehab. It was written by the women at Alina Lodge in Blairstown, New Jersey, and we were experimenting on the topic of willingness. So this song is called If You Are Willing, and I hope you enjoy it.
If you are willing to go to any length, your higher power can be your source of strength. If you are willing, then action is the key. Give me the vision to make the decision to open the door and set me free. Life is a process. The core. You can turn your will over and open up that door that passes the past. Let go of the shame. Let go of the guilt. Let go of the blame. Because if you are willing to go to any length, your higher power can be your source of strength. Of course you have doubts, just try our suggestions, we'll show you the way out. Surrender to faith, open your mind, trust in something, you'll be amazed at what you'll find. If you are willing to go to any length, your higher power can be your source of strength. If you are willing, is the key. Give me the vision to open the decision, to open the door and set me free. Cause if you are willing to go to any length, your higher power, it could be your source of strength. If you are willing, then action is the key. Give me the vision to make the decision to open the door and set me free. If you are willing.
You are listening to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Radio. My name is Kathy Moser, and I would love to hear from you. Please shoot me an email off the City of Angels page or my own website, kathymoser.com. I would love to hear from you and hear your suggestions, thoughts, feedback on the show so this can become our show. As I said, today we're talking about willingness, or the quality of being able to show up. And how do we cultivate that? How do we fertilize that quality for ourselves and for our friends? How do we help each other do that?
The other tool I think is really helpful is baby steps. In The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron talks about the fact that in taking action on our own behalf of our own creativity, we often have a grand vision and we have big dreams. But the truth is that success can be created in baby steps, which is a lot less scary. What's the one small thing you could do to move your art forward? What's the one small thing you could do for your recovery? We can only do these things one at a time, and to allow ourselves the humility and the, you know, putting the ego aside and to be able to take the 10 little baby steps instead of the one big grand action turns out for me to be a lot less frightening. And the truth is, sometimes I'm procrastinating because I'm scared. And one of the things I'm scared of is my own talent. And it feels like embarrassing to say that and sort of braggy and whatever. But, you know, that whole, like, who do you think you are? And, you know, do you think you're all that? And thank goodness, you know, the people that have so lifted us up and inspired us with their art were not stopped by that. I'm sure there were people that, like, said to Mozart, like, who do you think you are? And, you know, I'm sure from what I've read about him, he apparently felt very confident that the hand of God was upon him, which seems like it's true. If you look at his music, there's not even any, unlike Beethoven, he crossed stuff out so many times. Also, incredibly genius, and I'm sure God's hand was upon him, too, but it was not the same for him. That, you know, Beethoven crossed things out so many times that in places they actually had to get, like, new pieces of paper and glue it into the holes because he had erased so many times that he made holes in the paper. They say that Mozart's original documents are, it was as if he just was taking a dictation from God. And thank goodness that he did, and he didn't let anyone stop him. And I hope, you know, that you don't let anyone stop you either, or the thoughts that you think people may be thinking about you, which probably, honestly, they're not even really thinking about us. But this is one of the things that scares me in creativity, is sometimes I'm afraid of my own talent, and baby steps can really help me build that.
So why should we show up? Well, what if it's true that the biggest gift you have to give to the world is you? If art is an act of service, then what we do when we show up is we're helping the world. And we know this is true when we are lifted up by the art of others. And so surely it must be true when others are lifted up by the art that we create. So this next song I'm going to play for you is a song off my record. And as I said before, as soon as I start getting more feedback, I've already started getting some songs in. I will not be playing so much of my own music, but I can't play other people's music without permission. So I look forward to doing that in the near future. In the meantime, this is a song of mine called Someone Like You. Because nobody else but you can show up like you.
Turned out to be true that the only one who could save this world was you. Furthermore, that every time that you help somebody else, the one you end up helping the most is actually yourself. It's like love, like laughter, you can't measure these things. Just dream every dream and grow really big wings. 'Cause there's no getting out, baby, where you gonna go? This is the only world that you and I are ever gonna know. So why not make it someplace that we actually wanna live? We make a living from what we get, but we make a life from what we give. In the world, she's down on her knees, right outside that door, begging somebody please.
there's so much to do. What the world needs now is someone, someone like you. I know it's a hard world to stay awake and alert. There's so much pain, there's so much fear, there's so much darkness, so much hurt. Please, please, stay strong, stay alive, stay real. Build a castle from your friends. Go tell people how you feel. Is your emotion, it's like fuel by just like gasoline. And you could use it to drive an awesome world-changing machine. But that same emotion, you keep that locked down inside. And that gasoline is gonna burn you alive. That's the cutting, that's the huffing, that's the drinking, that's the dope. That's what we do when we feel like there's no hope. But it's a big fat lie. You and I've been told that there's nothing we can do, that this whole deal's remote controlled. But the world, she's down on her knees. She's right outside the door begging, somebody please. Cause to move, make a stand, come on, there's so much to do. What the world needs now is someone, someone like you. Listen, kindness, it's so simple, but it's so seldom heard. And we've got kids dying in schools for one encouraging word. There's a reason, there's a power, there's a gift to being kind. What if someone had just been really nice to those two kids from Columbine? Cause the kids that don't fit in are gonna save the day. What we need right about now is people who could think some different way. And the kid who finally cracks the code and hands us all the cure for cancer is gonna have the mind of a freak, baby. That's how they'll find the answer. As mine is Yahoo, Amelia Earhart, Dr. King, Van Gogh, Anita Franco, Einstein, Edison, and Michelangelo. Yo, so what if it turned out to be true that the only one who could save this world was you? Cause there's no getting out. Where you gonna go? This is the only world that you and I are ever gonna know. And the world, she's down on her knees. She's right outside that door begging, somebody please. Take your heart in your hands, just go. Make one thing change. Once you do, I promise you, you will never be the same. Become a living example of what somebody had in mind when they named our species humankind. Bust a move, make a stand, come on, there's so much to do. What the world needs now is someone, someone like you. Yes, it's true, you know we do. Someone like you. What the world needs.
And now it's time for the 12-step minute, where you take the topic of the week and run it through the 12 steps in 1 minute. Okay, here we go. Step one, showing up at a meeting. Step two, being willing to explore ideas about a higher power. Step three, putting that higher power to the test by turning our will and our lives over a little bit at a time, or even all at once. Step four, showing up with a notebook and a pen and following direction. Step five, showing up to do a fifth step. Step six, becoming willing to let go of old ways. Step seven, being willing to trust our higher power to remove those old ways that no longer serve us. Step 8, being willing to make a list of all the persons we have harmed. Step 9, actually showing up to make our amends. Step 10, being willing to spot, admit, and correct on a daily basis. Step 11, showing up for a spiritual practice. And step 12, showing up for the still, sick, and suffering. That's all, folks. So every week I'm going to be focusing on someplace in the culture that recovery is expanding into and that you might not know about. I get to travel so much and be so many places. I always want to share with you and take you on that journey with me. So if addiction is a physical, mental, and spiritual disease, there has not been a lot of focus traditionally on the physical aspect of the recovery, being present in our bodies, healing our relationship with our bodies, and using that to strengthen both our recovery and our creativity. For years, I treated my body like a car that just drove my mind around. And when my father got sick from years of treating his body that way, he became my teacher on how that game plays out. And this inspired me to reconnect with my physical health, which led me to learning about this whole movement that's happening out there about yoga and recovery, which is what I'm going to focus on today in the Culture Corner. So I'd like to tell you about several different organizations. One is called Y12SR, and it's a community organizing platform that provides a rich and powerful framework for integrating the wisdom of yoga with the practical tools of 12-step programs. And it's guided by the theme that the issues live in the tissues. And there's Y12SR meetings available now all around the country. It's quickly growing in treatment centers, and there's meetings all over. It's modeled from the meetings of the 12 steps, and what they do is they'll do a group sharing circle on a topic and then follow that with a yoga class on the theme. So for example, if they had a meeting about surrender and letting go, then there would be a focused yoga class after that on surrendering. So you can learn more about them at y12sr.com. And that 12 is a number there, so it's y12sr.com. Also, there's another movement called Recovery 2.0, which is beyond addiction. And the founder of that is a guy named Tommy Rosen, who's a Kundalini yoga teacher. And I love this quote from him. He says, "I don't want to be remembered for the fact that I stopped drinking and drugging. I want to be remembered for what I did after I stopped drinking and drugging." So Recovery 2.0 has a big conference coming up online. It's free. And if you go to recovery2.0.com, you can look them up. Their conference is going to be September 28th to October 2nd. Again, I'll link all of this on the show page. But it's recovery, then the number 2, and then the word point, and then the number 0. So it's recovery2.0.com. That conference will be online September 28th through October 2nd. And then if you want to experience all this in person, there's a workshop coming up at Esalen in California called Yoga and Addiction Recovery, a Celebration of the Healing. And you can learn more about that by going to the Esalen website, which is esalen.org, for Yoga and Addiction Recovery, a Celebration of Healing. That will feature Nikki Myers from Y12SR, also Rolf Gates, Tommy Rosen, Noah Levine, and Heidi Sormans. I actually went to this conference in the fall in Kripalu on the East Coast. Totally recommend it. And I hope you can keep making your worlds bigger. And let me know if there's other things you'd like to hear about in the Culture Corner.
One of the other reasons sometimes I find that it's difficult to want to show up is that I may not feel well. I may not feel completely prepared. I may feel overwhelmed. And what I've learned in the showing upness is that I've had some great concerts that happened, she said humbly. I've had some really good shows that happened when I did not sing particularly well because I was sick. And what I learned in that is that, again, if art is an act of service, which I believe it is, then in some ways the vibe with which I show up and the energy with which I show up and the intention with which I show up is definitely as important as the talent or how well my voice might sound that day or not.
We're going to close out the show today with a song that I think fits right in with the yoga theme. This is by a yoga person who, a musician who you may not have heard of. His name is MC Yogi. And I definitely invite you to check him out. He's got great music, great vibe, great tunes. This song is called Be the Change.
Dedicated to all spiritual activists, true seekers, and peaceful warriors worldwide.
I regard myself as a soldier, though a soldier of peace.
Once upon a time, not long ago, there was a boy who would grow and become a great soul. He lived in India, and his name was Gandhi. He believed in human rights, and he fought for equality. He felt so strongly that he trained himself, cause he realized first he'd have to change himself. He changed his clothes and decided to walk. Some days he practiced silence and refused to talk. When he was young, he studied to be a lawyer, and then he
he became a great spiritual warrior. He read from the scriptures of every religion and came to the realization that we're all God's children. Because he understood that we're all equal, he became a spokesman for the people. A karma yogi devoted to service, to spread truth and peace was his purpose. You gotta be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world, just like Gandhi. Gandhi dedicated his life to the cause, even when it meant breaking unjust laws. He often faced prison and incarceration, but that only strengthened his determination. He said he would make every sacrifice, but that he would never kill or take a life. He used his heart instead of his fist, and he taught nonviolence as the way to resist. A peaceful soldier who used his mind to fight for the rights of humankind, but not just people, animals too. In his basic teaching, God is truth. He joined Muslims, Sikhs, and Hindus, Christians, Buddhists, Jains, and Jews. All the many paths that lead into the light that shines bright inside of me and you. You gotta be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world. Just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see in the world.
Be the change,
just like Gandhi. Be the change that you wanna see. Just like Gandhi taught an eye for an eye, makes the whole world blind, and it takes more strength and faith to be kind. With that,
that was MC Yogi. I totally encourage you to go buy his music. He's got a great writer. Listen, I'm going to close out today with a quote from one of my favorite writers, Annie Lamott. And she says, "The thing that you had to force yourself to do, the actual act of writing, it turns out to be the best part. It's like discovering that while you thought you needed the tea ceremony for the caffeine, what you really needed was the tea ceremony. The act of writing, it turns out to be its own reward." That's from Bird by Bird by Annie Lamott, which is a great book on creativity. If you're having any difficulty with your showing up or struggling with your creativity, I totally encourage you to pick up Bird by Bird. She's just funny as hell. In the very first paragraph, she talks about why humans write and why sheep lice don't. And then she just goes from there. Annie Lamott, Bird by Bird. You'll find links to all of the songs that were played on the show today and the writers that were quoted, as well as the events that I mentioned in the Culture Corner. You can find all of those on the show page, and I hope that they help make your recovery more creative and that they help your creativity support your recovery. This has been Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery Radio on City of Angels. My name's Kathy Moser, and I hope you have a great week where your recovery is supporting your creativity and your creativity is supporting your recovery. Be in touch.